This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hey, this is Bonnie Anderson, and you're inside the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, inside the Sound Museum tonight, your inside guide to the music industry. Our first guest tonight released her debut single, Raise the Bar, back in 2013. She put us in a blackout last year, toured with Ollie Murs, and has just released her new track, Unbroken. Good evening, Bonnie Anderson.
Good evening, Leo.
How are you, gorgeous?
I'm so good. I'm better now that I'm with you. I'm always better now.
Oh, it's always good.
I love hanging out with you.
Oh, me too, doll. Me too. Now, Raise the Bar was really summery and fun.
Yes.
And Blackout was a bit of a hard and darker sound.
It was.
Is it a mixture of Bonnie, those two tracks?
Yeah, I've definitely got a darker side and I've definitely got a bubbly light side of me. All of my singles have been very much of, you know, what I'm about as a person and where I've been at that, you know, in that situation and that time in my life. And, you know, now Unbroken, it's very real and very honest and where I've been and what I've been experiencing in the last year. So it's really exciting for me to have something out that's, you know, really honest.
You have been writing in LA.
I have.
Which is pretty cool. And what was were you going through when you were in LA as far as songwriting goes? What was your inspirations at that time?
I think writing over there is an incredible thing because just the vibe and, you know, the people, everyone's really, you know, shooting for the stars, I guess what you could say is just everyone's going for it and working really hard. And I love being around other people that are, you know, going for it, you know. And I over there, I was just digging deep and I just really wanted to write something that I felt was really special and really real to who I am and who I am as an artist and what I was going through at the time. And I think, you know, Unbroken definitely came from a place where I was feeling even a little bit lost and, you know.
In what way?
I think it was just, you know, as an artist, I've released a couple of songs and what I was going through with music and musically, I think it was really important for me to really dig deep and feel where I was at as an artist and what I wanted to do and where I wanted to be. And I think it was, you know, really important for me to just keep writing. And when I wrote Unbroken, that's where it felt so right, you know. And everyone feels a little bit broken at times and a little bit lost and a bit confused and all of that stuff. And that's where I thought to myself, you know, this song, I feel like it can connect with so many people. And it inspires me to even be, you know, a better person. And it's about, you know, not judging people. We walk down the street every day and you don't know what the individual person next to you walking past has been going through or what their story is, you know. So Unbroken is definitely about that. It's about, you know, forgetting about where you've come from, your past, what's been going on, and it's about where you want to be as a person, as a human being, and, you know, how you're going to get there.
Behind the scenes on the track, who produced it for you?
Matt Radd.
And he has worked with some amazing people, such as?
He's worked with One Direction, Little Mix. He's worked with Guy. Guy Sebastian. He's a really amazing guy. I love Matt. And we're going to be writing some more very soon. I'm going over to LA in about 3.5 weeks.
Ooh.
So we're going to be writing some more.
What did Matt bring to the table as far as a producer? What did he bring out of you in the studio?
I think Matt just really brought a bit of more of an urban element to the song. And he's just, you know, a very amazing producer and he's a great guy. And I loved working with him, you know, and I just can't wait to continue to work with him.
The track Unbroken, Fall Into Your Doubt, If You Go Down, I Will Go With You. I love that lyric.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous track. And do you remember the time that you were writing the track? What you were going through and did it come easy or was it a bit of a
It really slow build? Did. I think for me and on a personal level, this last year, I've learned a lot about life, a lot about me, myself, and it's been a really unbelievable year for me. I've grown, you know, to the person I am now and I feel really excited. And the lyrics just they really flowed that night, I mean, and so did the alcohol. It was like one of those nights.
So that helps.
Yeah, well, I think it was my second session of the day. I'd been working two sessions a day. Like, it was amazing for me. I was just going hard. And it was about midnight, I think, we started writing this song. And we were like, let's go get some wine, you know, let's, you know, wind down and have a bit of fun. And, you know, we didn't expect to write this song that felt really special. And then we came up with these, I had this idea in my head, you know, and I wanted it to be real and special. And, you know, I say this to people because I always loved that song, the Black Eyed Peas, Where Is The Love?
Where is the love?
Yeah. Where is the love?
I can't,
you know,
sing, doll. You go
like
for
that
it.
Song to me really made me feel like, yeah, this is it. You know, this is life. This is real. And I always wanted to write something that made me feel similar. And when I was writing this song, it kind of, you know, it feels like that. It feels, you know, I think about so many different things with this song, not just, you know, things like breakups or anything like that. I didn't want to write it about that. It's nothing to do with that. It's more about life and what people go through every day and natural disasters and things that happen, you know, and that's what we have to go through living in life. And that's why I think it's really special because we're all in this together, you know.
The video was due out this week, I believe.
Yes, it's coming. It's on its way.
I love the song, but the video, takes you the concept of the video. What can we expect from the video?
What can you expect?
The
okay,
concept.
So the concept is it's very much, the lyric tells a story in this video. It's you know, it's a simple, beautiful video, and, you know, it just shows that, you know, in life we go through crazy times. We want to pull our hair out. We want to, you know, scream. And then, you know, there's times where you just want to, you can't stop smiling and just life is amazing, you know. And that's where it kind of takes you on that journey where it's a little bit of a roller coaster, and that's how we go, how we feel, you know. In every week we're feeling different, you know. Life throws us challenges. We've got to deal with it.
Let's play the track, shall we?
Woo, let's do it.
Do you want to introduce them?
Yes, please. Okay, this is Bonnie Anderson and this is my brand new single, Unbroken. Everyone, I hope you love it.
Museum, your inside guide to the music industry with myself, Leo, and Brian tonight with Bonnie Anderson in the hot seat.
What is up?
We just heard the new track called Unbroken, and yeah. Congrats on that. I've got a bit of news for you, which you may not know, but from this week, Unbroken is proudly added to our daytime playlist.
Yes, I love you guys. Thank you.
Did you not know?
No.
There you go.
Oh my God. I love that.
I'll surprise you on this year.
Thank you.
There you
thank
go,
you so
darling.
Much.
So it's very well deserved. We love supporting you. You know that.
Thank you.
All right, some quick fire questions.
All right.
Some hot seat questions.
Here we go.
All right. Your early musical influences.
Early musical influences. Definitely my mom. My mom, number one, you know, Aretha Franklin, Michael Jackson, Sam Cooke. I listened to a lot of soul music back in the day, and Alicia Keys.
Oh, I met her at the Aria's.
Yeah,
years
ago. Oh yeah, I was there.
Yes, she's lovely.
I was there. She's beautiful.
Your first CD you ever bought, or first record, or first music?
That's crazy. I think it could have been a Michael Jackson.
Always in the collection, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Your first concert.
I think it could have been Kylie Minogue.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you met Kylie before?
I have met Kylie.
Yeah, me too.
She's beautiful.
She's lovely. Songwriters or producers you want to work with in the future?
I want to work with songwriters. I want to work with Ed Sheeran.
You know what? We had Samantha Jayden last week. She said the same thing.
Did she?
She did.
Well, maybe we can all write together. Who else? Justin Timberlake. I love Justin Timberlake.
He's great. He's amazing.
Yeah. I need to sing with that guy.
So your dream duet partner would be Justin Timberlake?
Probably, yeah. I just love his vibe. He just does it right, you know?
Okay. Performer you most look up to and why?
Beyonce. I think she's incredible because she's just the whole package. She sings like a demon. I love that. And she just works the stage like amazing. You know,
she's
I just watch
strong
her.
Woman.
So strong.
Yeah, yeah.
She's unbroken.
Best advice you've ever been given?
Best advice. I think, you know, when I was young, best advice I've ever been given is just, you know, to never doubt yourself, always believe in yourself. My parents were very strong with supporting me and what I wanted to do. And especially, you know, as a young kid wanting to be a singer, it was always like, you know, I want to be a singer. And it was hard for people to believe. But I think it was amazing having the parents that I do to tell me to never doubt myself and always, you know, just go for it, take every opportunity, learn from everything and do what you want to do.
What you have learned most about the business side of the industry?
I think it's more about just sticking to your guns, love what you do, work hard, and, you know, the harder you work, I think, you know, the further you're going to go, I guess. You just got to, you know, keep working and have respect and, you know, stay humble.
On the upcoming new album, the debut album, what song will make us dance and what song will make us cry?
Wow. Do I have to tell you the names of them?
If you want to. That'd be nice if you can.
I could. There's definitely going to be some songs that will make you dance. There'll definitely be songs that will maybe bring a tear to the eye. But it hasn't been finalized, so I don't think I can give away much. But all I can tell you is you're going to learn a lot more about me. And it's very honest and very real. And that's what I really want from, you know, to come out of my music from now on.
By the end of this year, I want to achieve
A number one song, Unbroken.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
It's doing pretty well so far.
Well, let's see. We just got to get on iTunes, people. We're going to get this up there.
I like the
we can do this.
I like the slow build, you know, because
yeah.
A lot of songs come out and they debut really highly and then they stick like a stone.
Yeah.
The slow build is really good.
That's good.
Yeah, I like
that
a slow build.
Of course.
More people discover the song and yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And it's all, you know, it's in the lyric
Love
of this
that.
Song. You know, people got to get the lyric and then the video.
The video's coming as well.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
The new single from Bonnie Anderson, it's called Unbroken, available from your favourite online retailer now. There's also a limited edition CD single available.
Woohoo!
With an acoustic version of the song.
Yes!
Which is really nice.
Yeah.
And the album's due out later on this year.
Thank
Follow
you.
Bonnie on social media. Thanks for coming in
Thank
tonight, gorgeous.
Thank you so much, Leo. Love you lots.
That's all right, Joel. And have a good week. And
Thank
we'll
you.
See you in the Joy Studios very, very soon.
Of course.
You're on Joy.
See you guys. What's up, guys? This is Bonnie Anderson and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.